Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR Senior News Analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Karen Hostler of the WYPR reporting staff. There's news on the air pollution front, and Karen, I wanted to ask you about a decision by the Supreme Court that may be thought of as good news.
Oh, it's absolutely good news. Yes, the Supreme Court, by a healthy margin, 6-2, agreed with Maryland's long-held argument that the polluting states in the Midwest with their coal-fired power plants and so forth should have to clean up their act before the air comes down to Maryland, because something like 70% of the pollution in Maryland air comes from these plants. And the Supreme Court this week upheld those protections that the EPA is trying to impose. And it had been resisted by Texas and some other states in the industry, and it's been a battle at least 30 years in coming.
Why did it take 30 years?
Because they've been fighting this battle on a number of different fronts. I mean, years ago, Maryland and a number of other Northeast states, they were the plaintiffs demanding that this action be taken. And they won on various levels, to the point that EPA was trying to enforce these rules under the Clean Air Act. And the latest suit that the court just ruled on was brought by Texas and some other states and industry groups. And this is the clearest decision that we've had yet on the issue. That's why I think it's the end of the line.
Well, how will this actually help us? What will these plants have to do, and what will EPA do to enforce it, do you think?
Well, they're going to have to, you know, put the scrubbers on and clean up these smokestacks. And there may be more to it than that, but the Supreme Court has now said that the EPA has the authority to do this. I mean, it's not, of course, just Maryland. It's all the Northeast states that are downwind and a number of others.
Justice Scalia disagreed. He thought this was overreach by the regulatory powers.
Well, and that would be his principle. And Clarence Thomas agreed with him that, you know, they just think this is too much nanny state government, I guess. But we have some of the dirtiest air in the country through some of our own fault, because we have the cars, the Washington area, particularly the air pollution from the cars is really bad. So we don't need the smokestack stuff blowing in.
So there's no appeal from this, right?
This is it. And especially since it was a 6-2 margin, I think the battle is settled here.
So it's EPA's problem now to figure out how efficiently to deal with this. Well, it is good news.
Absolutely.
Karen, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
For Karen Hostler, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.